Warning, content not suitable for children. Listener discretion advised, yo.
Screaming Chewy Show, your source of entertainment and overall fuckery. And the show starts now. This episode is brought to you by Dubby Energy. Tired? Craving an energy drink, but you don't want to feel shitty and jittery afterwards? Well, try Dubby. Dubby Energy has this Neurofactor. It's a patented all-natural coffee cherry extract to help fuel you. Yeah, this ingredient is what gives Dubby its laser-focused and fast reflex effects, making it perfect for gamers. So, whether it's just had a long night, you know, just need some energy to go to work, maybe a pre-workout, or you want to get some gaming done, Dubby is for you. I highly recommend this. And they got some amazing flavors as well. Very creative too, such as Dragonade, right? Dragonberry and Lemonade, Galaxy Grenade, Beach and Peach. Yes, delicious. It's basically Kool-Aid that gets you pumped. So what the hell are you waiting for? Check them out at dubby.gg. That's dubby.gg. Yeah, and guess what? And for 10% off at checkout, enter this coupon code, right? I got you. It's Screaming Chewy SH, all right? All together, caps. Screaming Chewy SH. And yeah, you got 10% off. Dubby, check them out. Everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. And I'd like to welcome special guest, nurse, and actor, Juan Vasquez. How you doing, Juan?
I'm good, brother. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on, man. I'm excited, man. And big fan, by the way. I seen that movie, too, Paranormal Activity, The Chosen Ones. And big fan of Cypress Hill, bro, and it was a trip seeing that you're in that music video as well.
Yeah, I was lucky that I was able to do that, man, because I'm a big fan of theirs. I mean, I've seen them in concert, you know, I've always had their music and stuff, and man, I love them, and then to be able to work with them and be, you know, in a video with them, which, man, that was just, man, I was like starstruck, man. I couldn't believe it. That was cool. That was awesome.
Hey, bro, be honest. You smoke weed with them? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you know, it's funny because, you know, I don't. I don't smoke at all. And, man, what a bad time for a person not to smoke because I was offered it, you know, and I was just like, no, I'm good. Thanks, though, man. But, you know, I'm cool, you know, but yeah.
At least they offered.
Yeah, I guess, you know, some people, hey, you want something to drink? Yeah, you want a hit? Oh, you know, I'm good.
Yo, thanks for the offer, but I'm good.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that was cool, man. That was cool. So I got to take some pictures with them. They were, like, totally cool, too, man. Like, you know, Ben Dog wanted to take a picture. You know, I got to take a picture with B-Real, too, man. They were cool, man. They're real cool, real down-to-earth guys, man. Real food, man. They were good. Good peeps. Good peeps, definitely.
Man, those guys are my idols, bro. And, but man, I mean, you sure fit the script. You know how, you know, we talked earlier and we're talking about how people like to judge. Like, I mean, you're a nurse, bro, but as soon as people like look at you, they think you're a cholo or something, you know?
Yeah. You know, if I'm not at work, you know, because I'm in scrubs and of course, you know, there I'm working, but if I'm out of work, man, I just, you know, I look like any other typical cholo, and I'm sure, you know, I get the looks, you know, people, you know, are going to judge me like that. And, you know, it used to bother me, man, but like I'm over it. I'm just like, whatever. And, or I would try to let people know like, hey, you know, I'm a nurse, this and that, but it shouldn't matter. You know, mm-hmm. unfortunately, you know, that's just how it is. And people are going to judge regardless. So I don't even say anything. I try not to talk to people. People sometimes get on my nerves because they say some stupid shit and you want to just slap the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just like, you know, like I'll take my kids to their activities, whether it's soccer, you know, dance, whatever it is. And I just sit there and I keep to myself. The other parents don't talk to me. They don't talk to me. They don't even say hi to me. Some of them, you know, I think some of them are like law enforcement. Some of them are in like fire. But whatever they do, if they do show up, they just kind of look at me and just wondering, oh, that's just another gangster or whatever. And I just don't say anything. Another time, maybe like my wife will show up and take the kids, and then she's more like comadre with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she'll talk, and then she'll make a cut because my wife's an RN also. So then she'll make some type of nursing comment. Oh, you're a nurse. Yeah. Well, my husband is too. That guy that comes here, like, yeah, he's a nurse too. Oh, and then they change it, you know, and then next time I go, then they'll say, oh, hey, what's up, bro? And then I figured something like that happened because now they're being cool with me. So I just kind of don't, you know, I just, whatever, man, I don't give a fuck. Like if you're off the bat and you're cool, those are the people that I still will talk to or say hi. But after people like that find out, then they try to be cool with me. And a couple of them will make comments to my wife, like, no way, that guy's a nurse. Like they get all crazy about it. Like, no, I don't see that. Whatever, wow. Man. Yeah, it's fucked up, but you know, I've gotten that even like at work, you know, some people, they're not going to say anything to my face, but I'm sure it's like behind my back. They're going to hate, you know, and they're just going to hate. And I'm like, whatever, man, I don't care. But it'll show, you know, people like us that grow up from where we grow up that, hey, man, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't mm-hmm. have to just be you and do your stuff. Like they can judge me all they want, but you know, I got the degrees, I got the licenses they need. I got the background. I got, you know, I can do my job, man. I'm, you know, you can judge me like that, not just because, oh man, here comes a cholo. Oh, great. You know, I mean, even patients will trip out sometimes, you know, they'll ask me like, damn, I'll introduce myself. Hey, I'm Juan. I'm your nurse today. You know, this and that. They're like, whoa. And they're just looking at me and they're just like, are you really a nurse? I'm like, nah, man, actually, you know, I'm housekeeping, man, but I'm just here to help out, you know. And then they just kind of start laughing, you know, and I'll show them my badge. I'm like, nah, man, I'm your nurse. They're like, God damn, you look like a gangster. And I just start laughing, you know, like whatever. And it's cool, you know, kind of break the ice or they're able to relate mm-hmm. a little bit. So, you know, it ends up, I mean, whatever, man, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, and you know damn sure they won't tell you to your face, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still have, you know, some patients that are just rude and disrespectful and stuff. And, you know, that's just how it is. You know, people just don't care, man. They're just have no respect. And, you know, people will talk shit. People will threaten you. And you just kind of, I just shake my head, man. I'm like, man, really? I've had guys hit me up while I'm working, you know, and I'm just like, man, I'm here taking care of your mom or your wife. And you're looking at me up and down and then you're going to hit me up. I'm like, come on, man. You know, like, let it go already, you know, it's like, whatever, man. So I bullshit, but
yeah, man, but you're very professional. You're very humble as well, bro.
And thank you.
I just love how you're like, yeah, I guess I'm an actor, but I mean, that's very impressive. You know, I like that you do all that and you're like, yeah, I acted.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. I think it's maybe, you know, the way I come up and, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, knocked down more than, you know, I would, you know, got enough, man. But I just, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just, you know, where I come from. I like to be more private, but I just like to keep to myself and I'm not like, oh, me. And sometimes I guess like I've had, you know, people say like, you should do this. You should post that because, you know, but I don't know. It's, to me, I guess maybe I look at it like I'm bragging, but it's not. They're like, it's not about that, man. You're just showing people that you're doing. And then other people are going to look at you and be like, damn, you know, this fool came from here, but look what he could do, you know? So that's why mm-hmm. I started able to post things. And so when people have recognized me from Paranormal or from a video or the Grand Theft Auto 5, you know, hey, your voice sounds familiar. Were you in this? Were you in that? And I'm like, damn, I just trip out that people recognize me. You know, I'm like, wow, yeah, that was me. Wow, that's a trip or, you know, whatever. I don't know. And hey, can we take a picture? Yeah, yeah, of course, man. Or people have reached out to me through social media and wanted me to sign some stuff. So they'll mail me things. And sometimes I have maybe better pictures of what they downloaded. So then I'll send them other stuff, you know, and, you know, then they appreciate it, you know, but, or, not sure if you saw I did an A&E commercial and I got to do it with my son. Oh, and yes. I've had some coworkers that have seen it and then they ended up finding out that was me. And, you know, like that means a lot to me because that was basically me, my story. I wasn't acting a certain way. And, I got to do it with my son. My son was 6 months at the time. So when you see that baby that I'm holding, that's my son. And, I had a patient, that I was taking care of. And, he was a youngster. He was 15 years old. And, the mom ended up asking me like, hey, was that you in that A&E commercial? And I was like, wow, like, I was like, yeah, how did you recognize? She was your voice. It sounded familiar. I played it for him. And he didn't believe me. He thought it was bullshit. Like, there's no way this guy's a nurse. I'll tie it up like that. No way. Nah, I don't believe it. That's Hollywood, you know? And so, wow. You know, sometimes, you know, I feel, you know, things work out or things happen for a reason, you know? And he wasn't even my patient initially. I was covering for another nurse that went on break. And so I just had him for a little bit and I was going to discharge him. But, you know, he thought he was a little hard ass. He was being, you know, a little travieso and stuff. And so, he saw it and then he was just like totally different. He was like, oh man, I didn't be like, well, yeah, man, that was me, you know? And so he got to see that it wasn't bullshit, you know? And so, mm-hmm. you know, he was cool when I discharged him, you know, he shook my hand and, you know, he was just like, you know, thank you. And the mom was tripping out how he was. And I mean, who knows, you know, hopefully, you know, he got to see, you know, that there's a different, you know, world out there other than, you know, just doing the street thing, you know? So, but that was a trip, you know, so that, stuff like that means more to me than like some of the paychecks that I get from doing these movies or whatever, because it's more personal. You know, I guess you're reaching certain people, and I've had people reach out to me through DMs and stuff. And hey man, I saw your commercial and it inspired me to go back to school, inspired me to go to nursing school. You know, I'm in another, you know, there's people in other states, you know, that are like, man, that's making me do stuff. I didn't think there was people like you out there that can relate, man. And, you know, so that's cool mm-hmm. for me. And I'll reach out to them here and there and they still trip out. Like they'll say like, oh, my Hollywood friend. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm not, you know, I'm just another fool from LA, man. That's all I am, man. I'm nobody big. It's not a big deal, man. But you know, I could try to help you out as much as I can or try to give you some type of advice, which way to go from my experience. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not, you know,
it's,
I don't know.
It's very inspirational that A&E, commercial you did. And I love those type of like documentary types and stuff and like real world stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I love how you talked about how, you know, you grew up in a rough neighborhood and like where you are now, like it's just very inspirational, you know, like people think that like how you were saying that the only thing about the streets and like that's the only way to survive, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I was always in the street, man. I was never really in the house. And it's just like, you know, we grew up in East LA and, we were, you know, my mom moved us around so that we wouldn't get caught up in stuff, which was a bad thing because every time we moved into a new neighborhood, there was a new kid there. So I always got picked on. I always got bullied, you know, I was like that. And so, when we ended up moving out of East LA, we moved into Elysian Valley, which is called Frogtown. I started there in the fifth grade, but we were already living there when I was in fourth, but I was finishing still in East LA. And then when I finally, you know, of course we went there, same thing, getting picked on. So, you know, I remember coming home. I was just talking to my mom about this yesterday. And I was like, I remember coming home, man. And I was just like, man, you know, I got jumped on. And she's like, by how many? She's like, well, I got, you know, one kid. She's like, you got beat up by one. If you come home tomorrow and you tell me one kid beat you up, I'm going to whoop your ass. And I'm going to tell your brother to whoop your ass because that's ridiculous. You better fight. You're going to have to fight. And I remember her telling me that, like, you're going to eventually, you're going to have to knuckle up and defend yourself, you know? So, man, that's just what ended up happening. And, you know, so I had to learn the hard way, man. You're like, okay, you got to walk home. You got to pass these kids. So either, you know, you're going to let them jump on you and take your shit, or you're going to have to fucking get up against that wall and put your back against that wall and just fucking start throwing fucking knuckles, and that's it. And it happened, you know? And so that's why at times, man, like, I, you know, when some people, I mean, through junior high, man, I used to get into a lot of fights, but it's because I was always defending other kids that were getting picked on. Mm. So lucky for me, you know, that I've gotten, you know, I'm, you know, 6'3", you know, I'm a big guy. And so I feel it. So, you know, so, you know, getting bullied or getting picked on, man. So I can relate. So I've always been one to just kind of back up that one that couldn't do it for themselves. And that's how I got a lot of friends now, still to today from then, that I met from like fifth grade that were getting picked on, and, you know, the Filipino friends or Asian friends. And I still had them, you know, from backing them up back then. So yeah, it's just, and I try to learn, teach it to my kids now, man. But when you get them out of that area, they don't know any better. You put them in jujitsu and you're like, I'm like, why do you let the little boy, you know, choke you out like that, man? Come on. I'm like, you know, nah, he's so small. I'm like, come on, man. Choke him out. Like, what are you doing?
Yo, don't hold back.
I know, man. You know, or they tell me, man, you know, tell me, oh, some kid took my, you know, my juice box today from school or whatever. And I'm like, and my son, he's in first grade. And I'm all, why'd you let him take it? Like, I don't understand, man. What are you talking about? Like, well, I don't know. Well, why didn't you fucking, what'd you do? Did you, like, I told you, you know, punch him in the throat. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. I'll get in trouble. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Like, cut it out.
Yo, you'll get in trouble, but it's okay.
I know. It's okay, though, man. I'm telling you. I'll take you to McDonald's and stuff afterwards, man. Don't let some kid just take your shit. Come on, man. You know, but they don't have it in them, man. Not yet, anyways, but.
Mm-hmm. That's because they didn't have to learn like you did, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's the same thing my mom said. It's funny because I was at, not yesterday, it was Saturday, and I was like, yeah, I know, man, like, this fool, I'm just tripping out. And she's like, well, maybe eventually, well, he's only first grade, so we'll see what happens, man. But I don't know. Yeah, it's been crazy, you know, but again, I'm the youngest of four, you know, but I'm the only one to graduate high school.
Nice.
I moved out of L.A. and I live in Rancho Cucamonga, which is like about 45 minutes to an hour out of L.A. And I went to school out here at Chaffee, and I graduated from Chaffee. You know, I was doing my prerequisites and stuff, so I graduated luckily with 3 associate degrees.
Damn.
And I graduated with honors, so I got Phi Theta Kappa. I lucked out that I was able to get that, and then in time I was, you know, going to do the nursing thing. And so just this past May, I graduated from Azusa Pacific University with a bachelor's in nursing. And, I mean, I don't know, man, it's a trip because, yeah, I graduated, you know, I had good GPA. So I got, you know, Sigma Theta, Tau, which is, like an international nursing, honor society. And, I graduated magna cum laude, you know, so
kicking ass.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I think my wife made more of a big deal about it than I did. I didn't even want to go to my graduation. It's just,
you know,
yeah. Like, serio, you know, I think, it's just like, you know, growing up, you know, moms didn't really push, you know, like the education as much. It was more like, hey, as soon as you can start working and contribute, you know, it was more like that.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's facts.
But, I, you know, like, me being the youngest one, you know, I do remember, you know, her telling me, like, hey, look, you know, you're the last one. You're my last hope. All I want is for you to just get me that diploma. Well, you know, she doesn't speak English, so she's telling me Spanish. And she's just like, you know, you're my last hope. I don't want my struggle for what I come here for to give you guys a better life to just get, you know, wasted, thrown away. Mm-hmm. So whatever desmadre and, you know, fools that were after me or whatever I was doing, you know, I went to school. And so when I finished, you know, I graduated, and I was like, well, fuck, here you go. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to live to graduate high school. So I was prepared for that shit, for the, all the shit that I was getting into. And, you know, I was like, damn, okay, well, fuck, I live to graduate. What the hell am I going to do now? You know, so eventually I found some interest in the medical field, and I was working as an EMT on a private ambulance company. I was like, well, let me just try it and see if I, how it is. You know, I like watching emergency and shit on TV. This is a trip. And then, man, I loved it. I loved it. It was just
crazy shit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people, you know, kind of downplay the whole private ambulance company, but, man, it was some of the best times I ever had. I mean, it opened my eyes up to a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, first on scene to a 911 call to either someone's pad or a desmadre in the street or multiple people down from shootings. And, again, you know, I'm running in LA County. So you're running with, LA County Fire or, the Sheriff's Department would roll too. And sometimes, you know, these fools are just kind of like looking at you and looking at you, but they're like, but I'm in uniform. So what? They're not going to jam me up.
Yo, you know? I'm on your side.
Yeah. I mean, some of them would be cool. You know, some of them would be cool. But, you know, for me, I was just like, man, this is a trip. Like, this is pretty cool. And I used to go to, cause I used to work in Compton. And so I used to go to Martin Luther King a lot, which was the trauma center at the time. And, there was always this male nurse that I would see there. And he was like, hey, bro, I see you come in here all the time, man. You ever, you know, consider going to nursing school? And I was like, nah, man, hell no. Like, I'm not about to wipe ass, man. I'm not about that. I'm good, man. You know, and it's like sometimes these patients would be dirty or, you know, just full of pee or shit, whatever. And I'm like, I'm dropping them off to you and I'm out of here. I'm just going to clean up my gurney and we're good to go. Now you got to clean them up. So I was like, nah, man, I'm not doing that. And he's like, nah, man, it's not only about that. You know, he would always tell me, the guy was always cool, but he would always tell me. And then I started working in the ER as a ER tech. And I was working alongside the nurses and seeing all that. And then I was going to pursue the whole fire department thing. And then, but I was like, man, nurses make just as much, if not more. And man, they work 3/12, you know? And I was like, man, that's not bad. So that's what kind of got me to go that way. And I started taking nursing classes, and I was able to challenge the LVN boards because of my EMT experience. And so I challenged the LVN boards, and then I started working as a LVN in the ER there in Inglewood. And then that's when I finally just did this program, which was a bridge program, LVN to BSN. And so I just graduated in May. And my wife, like I said, she made me go to my graduation, so that way it was more for the kids, because at the same time, my son was graduating from kindergarten and stuff, and so, you know, he can see it too and stuff, so other than that, then I wouldn't have done it. What's that?
Got to set the example.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, I don't know, it's, you know, of course, you know, you want them to, you know, go on to school and do, you know, do well and stuff, and so I guess it's like, telling them like now, like, look, see, you know, you can get up there too and, you know, do anything else. So, or do anything you can, anything you want, you can go and do it. So
facts.
The bar is open.
Sit back, grab a cold one, and get ready for the news you didn't even know you needed.
From the frozen wasteland of western North Dakota to the tropical playground of Florida, it's time for tales of wonder and amazement.
Put the kids to bed and pour yourself a drink.
Lock the doors and close the blinds. Break out the cocaine and hookers.
It's time for Happy Hour News.
Hey everyone. Quick message from Tucson's Rising Phoenix Fitness and Defense. Help treat anxiety and depression with martial arts training and education. Develop the confidence, skills, and fitness you need to stay safe. Our focus is real-world self-defense tactics, practical and effective for everyone. You can find them at 4500 East Speedway Boulevard, number 4,
TucsonAZ85712, or you can call them at 520-838-1592. They are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So hit them up. Learn martial arts, very therapeutic, and you can learn to kick ass and kick depression's ass as well. So hit them up.
Yeah.
And how did you get into acting?
So the acting thing, I was taking care of a patient in the ER, and her daughter, the patient was the mom, so that her daughter was there pretty much most of the day. And then she finally was like, "Hey, were you in Fast and Furious?" And I was like, "Nah." You know, I was like, oh, you thought I was Vin Diesel? You know, and she laughed, you know, and stuff. And I was like, no, that's not me. She's like, no, that was you. And I was like, if that was me, I would have told you that, you know, I was in it. But I go, I was not in Fast and Furious. And then she said, hey, you know, there's this agency, Suspect Entertainment, that hires guys that look like you, and puts them in like movies and stuff like that. You know, here's the guy's number. His name's Manny Jimenez. And, you know, give him a call, let him know that I call. I think they're having like an open casting call coming up. So I was like, all right, I just took it, you know, and just not to be rude or anything. And then I just kind of like left it alone. I forgot about it. And I think it was a couple years later or something. I think I was watching like some movie and it was supposed to be gangsters. And I was like, this is bullshit, man. That fool's too pretty. What the fuck? You know, damn Hollywood, you know, or are you kidding me, man? Like, cut it out, you know? And then I just figured like, look, either I'm just going to shut up and let them do what they're going to do, or I'll do something about it and stop complaining. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, you know, I got your number, you know, I think you're going to be having an open casting call again. And, you know, at the time I was a single dad. So I was like, look, I'm a single dad. I'm in school full time. I'm a nurse. You know, so I have a career, you know, I'm not trying to be like a starving actor and struggle. I got bills to pay and stuff like that. But if there's something that I could do, you know, that works out here and there, you know, then, you know, I'm game, you know, we'll do it. And he was like, yeah, that sounds good. And so right away, I believe I did Grand Theft Auto 5. I had a voiceover and an avatar in that. And then he had sent me to audition. We didn't know what it was at the time, that it was Paranormal Activity. It's called The Marked One. And, nice.
That's a good movie, by the way.
Yeah. I've never even watched any of them because I don't like scary movies. But this one, when I seen it, I go, it's actually pretty good. You know, not to toot my own horn, but I actually do like it. I actually thought it was pretty good. And so he sent me to that. Of course, it was called something else at the time. And then they were trying to keep it on the DL and stuff. And so, you know, when I was at that audition, man, there was like over 100 people there, man. And I was like, oh, man, that's so-and-so from Grand Theft Auto, from Fast and Furious and so-and-so. I was just like, oh man, I've seen that dude in this. And I was just like, oh man, there's no way, you know, but whatever, I went with it. And I mean, things worked out for whatever reason, you know. I got a call back like a month later, and then another call back, and then another call back. And then my last audition, was with the director, and we weren't even doing any auditioning. He was just talking to me. He was like looking at my paperwork. He's like, you're a nurse? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, man. And he just was talking to me about the medical field, and we were just in bullshitting. And I don't know, maybe the vibe, I don't, for whatever reason, it just worked out. And I lucked out, and I landed, I booked it, you know? And so, and then since then, I just started doing student films and stuff like that, just to get some experience and stuff when I can here and there. And I mean, I've been fortunate to do a couple music videos, some other films that are on Amazon Prime, and I did Adam Ruins Everything, which is a TV show. You know, I got to play that. So, I mean, I've gotten to do some cool stuff, man. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it. I've been lucky. I've been blessed. I'm, mm-hmm. You know, it just worked out. You know, it's always, I looked at it as it's kind of like my break from my day-to-day chaos in the ER. And I'll sit there and I'm just kind of like, man, I'm getting paid to do a movie, to play a gangster. What do I have to complain about? You know, I'm like,
for real,
you know, I'm not in the ER trying to save somebody's life, or someone's trying to fight me, or, you know, whatever, you know, I'm just, I mean, I'm not on my feet for 12 hours. I'm just like, you know, I'll have a little trailer. I'm there for a couple hours. They're feeding me, and I'm just like, you know, and sometimes I'll do films that are don't even pay. And then they'll reach out to me because they see my IMDb. And I think because I have some experience or I've done some things, they look you up and they're like, holy shit, you did paranormal? Like, yeah. You're SAG? I'm all, yeah. Why are you doing, you know, this doesn't pay. I go, yeah, I know. But I mean, it's not like I'm too good for this. It's still experience. Like, why not? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool, man. Right on. Like,
that's smart.
You know? That's how the whole acting thing started, or I got into it.
That's a triple. It's almost like just like that, bro. Like it just like it landed on you. You know what I mean? Instead of you going out there, they're like, "Hey, why don't you try it out?" And you're like, "Sure."
Yeah, yeah.
And you just basically show up, and you're like, you know, I don't need this, but I kind of want to do this, and then it works out, bro. You're a good actor.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know it. It's just, yeah, I mean, I just look at it as, you know, I guess I'll do just about anything when it comes to Hale. I mean, I've had different type of jobs and, you know, when it's just like, how did you? I'm like, I don't know. Why not? I don't know. I'm like, fuck, it seems cool. I'll try it out. If I don't like it, then I'll just like, I didn't like it. And I'll just go do something else. But like the medical field is just, it's a different type of like a reward or, you know, what you get out of it, man. It's just, you know, you're coming across people at their worst time and you're, you know, going to try to hopefully help them out or make them feel better. And unfortunately you can't help everybody. And so, you know, your emotions are all over the place, man. But you know, if you're not already humbled, man, it will humble you, man. It'll just make you appreciate life every day. And I've always appreciated life because of what I've been through where I'm at now. But then mm-hmm. to work in the medical field and see, you know, that bad shit happens to good people, man, you're just kind of like, fuck, you know? So when somebody's going to fucking act stupid or starts barking, you're like, man, it's not really worth it, man. There's a lot worse shit out there, man. Come on, man. Like, let it go, man. Like, come on, man. Maybe it'd be a better place if people got a little experience from there. But, and then, you know, I get a break because then I get to spend time with the family and, or I get to do some acting job or something, and it's cool. You know,
it's funny how, you know, even though people could be in the worst situations and they're still bitter about life. Like, so I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Like, I had heart failure, and the nurse was like, she's like, you're the best patient ever. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because you never complain. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're taking care of me. You're keeping me alive. Like, why am I going to complain?
Yeah, it's a trip, man. You'll trip out on what people complain about. And that's just, I mean, when you deal with some people are just not happy. And some people are just like mad all the time. And I don't understand that. I don't like people like that, man. And like, you know, in the hospital, like, I get it. You know, you don't feel good. And believe me, I'm going to try to, what you need, I will try to take you. But people come in and just giving you attitude or complain about the dumbest shit. You could be trying to save somebody's life in the room next door, and they'll come out and like, hey, man, the doctor said you could give me something to eat, man. When am I going to get that sandwich? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you not see what we're doing right now? Like, it's a trip, man. People are a trip. That's why I say, like, man, some people need to get slapped sometimes.
Yo, facts, bro.
You're just like, fuck, dude. Like, and it's funny because sometimes, like, I pointed that out to my kids. They'll be with me. And then that fool will say something like, really, man, in front of your kids? I'm like, yeah, yeah, this is about to happen right now. But I want them to see that when someone runs their mouth, that there's consequences. So I'll look at my kids. And I'm like, all right, you guys just stand right here and watch this. Daddy's going to fuck this dude up right now, okay? this is what's about to happen right now. And they're like, what? And I mean, luckily they end up like backing down, but I'm like, hey man, I'm trying to teach my kids, man, this is real world shit. Or like they see shit on TV or whatever. And it's like, you know, my wife works at a level one trauma center. And so, you know, she'll have days, good days, bad days. And so when we see stuff on TV, I'm like, that's what mommy's doing at work right now too. So she's doing the same thing. So she realized, yeah, there's consequences, man. When I tell you, put on your helmet, man, because you're going to be riding your bike. Nah, I don't want to. All right, well, as soon as you eat shit, I don't want to hear it. Foamy falls. What I tell you, All right. Well, maybe if you wore your helmet, you know, come on, man. Hey, listen.
That's how fathers teach, right? Like the mom will be like, don't touch it. It's hot. You know, like the stove. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's hot. But yeah. Us will be like, hey, don't touch. You know what? Go ahead, cabrón.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Andale. Andale. Do it again. Do it again.
And when you're crying, they got to tell you, ¿por qué? Por pendejo.
Yep.
That's life, man. That's life. And like I said, man, you're very humble, man. You seem like a very caring person. And of course, gangster, bro. I know you'll fuck a person up, bro, but you're very humble and I love that, bro. There should be more people like you, man. Just and you're out there saving lives. You know, I like how you have a passion for your job, because I think there's some people that are either a nurse or a police officer or a teacher. Like some people in those careers, they don't have a passion. And I, I think you need that passion, and I can see that in you. You know, you enjoy that. You enjoy your job. You know.
Oh, I do. Thank you, man. Yeah, and you know what? And you can't, like, you know, they'll say, you know, to fake it till you make it, man. But when you make it, then what? You know?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Then what? You know? And it's like, I mean, I've had different jobs, man, and so I know people that I've worked with. There's people that you've worked with that you're like, man, why are they here? Or, you know, hey, don't go to that one because he doesn't know his shit. And I get it, man. I get it. So you have to love what you do because you can't hide it, man. People are going to see it, you know. And even though, I mean, I look the way I look and I've done what I've done and I've been to jail and I've, you know, done shit. Okay, fine. But, man, I'm an involved father. I'm not part-time. I don't change diapers. Nah, man, I've taken care of my kids. I've given them baths. I do their hair. You know, my daughters, I've done their hair. I do my kids' hair better than my wife does, and she will tell you that, you know? Mm. And I don't care. It's not like, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. No, it's not about that. You know, I mean, I was raised by a single mom. My mom wanted me, you know, taught me at a young age to do my laundry, to start the machine, to wash dishes, so to be independent. And so it's not like, oh, that's a man's job. That's a woman's job or whatever. Like, I clean the house. I do laundry. I fold clothes. I vacuum. It doesn't, you know, it just do whatever. But so the same thing when it comes to a patient, hey man, I'm going to take care of you. If I got to clean you up, I'll clean you up. You know, whatever. If I have to feed you, I've held people's hand as they took their last breath. I've held a baby as it took its last breath.
Damn.
You know, and it fucks you up. But the thing is, like, I mean, I've broken down leaving the damn job inside of my car and I fucking have lost it. But hey, and then, hey, don't get me wrong, man. You know, you disrespect me, you cross that line, I'm gonna fuck you up. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is. That's why I'm like, I'm lucky, I guess, that, you know, I'm in this situation that, man, I will take care of you. I will do what I gotta do. If someone runs up right here or, you know, I'm driving by and someone's being assaulted, I'm gonna pull over and try to help somebody out. Although you've been looking at me all funny that you're watching me walk into a store, but I'm not the one you should be looking at. It's that fool over there, you know?
Yep.
You know, but that's why I'm not trying to teach my kids to, you know, be a hard ass or be, you know, like me. You know, don't be like me. I tell my son, be better. You know, that's just, I'm not trying to glorify anything. It's, you know, but it's how I grew up, what made me how I am now. It made me to fight. You know, there's that fight or flight. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm not running, man. I'm going to stand here and fight. I've had fools pull a gun on me 7 times and, you know, they've jammed on my face and I still charged at them. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking run from you, man. I'm going to fucking fight. If I die right here, but I'm going to fucking die fighting, man. So like my kids, I just want them to be able to defend themselves, you know, to be independent. So like, come on, man, let's go. We got to take out the trash. Come on, man. We got to do this. Come on. And I know they don't like it, but I'm like, yeah, man, come on. I know you don't like it, man, but I want you to not have to rely on anybody, man. Let's go. Or hopefully at some point they'll get it where they got to, you know, stand up for themselves. I just want them to stand up for themselves, you know.
I like the way you think. Just keep moving forward. And like you said, the fight or flight. Because sometimes, you know, in between the fight or flight, I think people freeze like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
And it's not only in like situations, but also in life, like in careers or like a job or in a relationship. People like freeze and they just stay there and they stagnate, you know? But yeah. I like how you, you know, you like to keep moving forward. You fight, you know what I mean? And I think more people should do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, everybody's not like that. And I get it, you know, I get it. Everybody's not like that. We had a homie that used to hang out with us all the time, man. And so he did not fight. Like, that was just not how he was raised. It's not how he was, you know, how he was brought up. And a lot of times when we would get down, like, he just kind of stood off to the side, you know, but it wasn't like, hey, man, I got fucked up. And he just sat there, you know, like, nah. But when the time came, when we were outnumbered, he was right there. And he even said, and I even like, fuck, like, I was like, damn, like, you were right there. And he was like, well, I'm not just going to stand there and let you guys fucked up. Like, if you guys are going to get fucked up, then I guess we're all going to get fucked up. And you're just kind of like, damn, like, you can't teach that, you know? And mm-hmm. that was like mad respect for him, you know? And I was just like, yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody's different, but I'm fortunate that, I guess for me, that I look the way I do. And, you know, like, I walk into, I could sit with you. I mean, I've had different jobs. So I've sat in law firms, and I've sat, you know, in these board meetings, and I'm just kind of like, okay, and I can relate and talk and, you know, whatever. And, but hey, you know, if we need to, we can go outside in the back and I can fucking teach you a thing or two if we need to. Right. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to send you an email. I'm not going to go to HR and complain. You know, it's just like, yeah, I need my job, but I can get another job. Yo, you are going to realize that you fucking fucked with the wrong person. You know, there's a lot of people that just take advantage of their job title and think they can just fuck with people, which is fucked up. And I've seen it. Yes. You know, they pick on people or they fire people. And I'm just like, over what? Like, damn, that's fucked up, man. That person had a family or they had this. And these people just get off on doing shit like that. And that's wrong, man. That's fucked up.
They get too confident because nobody slapped them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm this, you know, big old badass, whatever, you know, I mean, there's always going to be consequences. Even if I was to do something like that, there's going to be a consequence to it too. But I'm just like, yeah, man, but son, people need to be fucking slapped sometimes, you know,
like, doctor's orders. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But, man, I love it, man. Very inspirational. And, you got any word for the youth out there, man? Any message?
You know, or for anybody, man, it's just, you know, do you and just do whatever you want to do. Don't worry about what other people are going to think, man, because people are always going to hate. People are going to hate. There's more haters than fucking lovers. And if you're not getting any support, fuck it. Do it for yourself. You know, if some of you have support, then that's cool, man. Then that, you know, good for you. That's awesome. But, you know, for the most part, you're the one who's going to grind. You're the one who's going to get up every day. You're the one who's staying up late and studying. You're the one who's going to put in the work, and you're the one who's going to walk across that stage or whatever. So do it for you. You know, when people say, you know, I'm doing it for my family, I'm doing it for this. You know, I get it. I understand, because at the end of the day, yeah, you probably will, you know, make more money and be able to provide for your family. Cool. But do it for you, because you're not ever going to get the same satisfaction or what from, or kudos from, you know, somebody or your own little circle. I've had people that I thought were going to be supportive were not supportive. And this is either family or close friends. You know, I'm getting support from people that I just met, people that I started working with, or, you know, that are support by, regardless what I'm doing, whether if it's a movie or me going to school. When it's just like, when it's family that's like, whatever, or hating on it, you know? And so it sucks, but at some point I just got like, you know what? Fuck it. It's going to be about me now. You know, you got to take care of you. You know, whatever makes you feel good, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're doing, you know, do you. At the end of the day, do you. Fuck what anybody else is going to say. And if they don't like it, fuck them. Cut them loose and move on with somebody else, man.
I love it, man. Words of the wise. Words of the wise.
I don't know about the wise, but thank you though, but I'm just, I mean, I don't know, man. I get some of these patients, some of these kids, man, that, you know, they're being picked on and there's no support. And I just like, fuck, man, I wish I could go to school with these kids, man. And you know, they're getting picked on and, you know, you feel bad, you know, you feel bad for them, man. And I'm mm-hmm. like, man, you know, but you have to follow, you know, let the teacher know they got to do something about it. Well, shit, it made it worse. Now they're fucking following me home and you're just like, fuck, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it sucks, man. And you feel bad for these kids, you know, but, and that's where I'm just kind of like, man, what school you go to? Nah, man, I can't get involved like that. You know, it's just like, damn.
Yo, scratch that. You know?
Yeah, never mind, man. I can't do that. It's just, you know, do you, man. As long as you're not hurting anybody, do you. And who cares what everybody else thinks, man.
I love it, man. Love it, man. And, Juan, so where can people find your stuff, man, get a hold of you?
Well, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, so that's the only stuff I'm on right now. Juan Vasquez 1013 on Instagram, and then Facebook, Juan Vasquez. You see my ugly-ass mugshot on there. At least I have a tank top on. I'm not fucking shirtless like in the Cypress Hill video. You can put that picture on your refrigerator. Or it'll motivate you to go work out.
There you go.
I have an IMDb page too. That one's got some of the movies and stuff that I've done. But usually on IMDb, it won't have like music videos because I've done a couple of them, and I think only the Cypress Hill one is on there. But mm-hmm. I've done the Wallows, you know, I've done a couple of them, Granson. But yeah, or reach out to me. I mean, people can, you know, send me messages and stuff, and I'll respond. You know, I like to send text messages instead of phone calls. I don't like talking to people anymore.
Right? It's easier to send a text.
Yeah, I ignore my wife's phone calls too, and I'm like, stop calling me, man. Just text me.
Yo, I'm busy.
I know, man. And geez, I'm in the next room. Hey, I'm watching Just Judy, man. What the hell?
She's on dinner's ready. Y'all, hold on. Cool, man. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Oh, of course, man. No problem. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you.
And shout out to Steve Joyner, man, for introducing us.
Yeah. Steve's been a godsend, man. He's hooked me up, you know. Well, hooked us up, you know. But, you know, he's a good peeps, man. Yeah, big shout out to Steve and making this happen, man. Thank you so much.
Yep, he's a good guy, man. Appreciate it. And, thanks again for coming on, bro.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, man. You take care and stay safe.
All right, you too, bro. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Peace.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. And if you'd like to support this podcast, check out anchor.fm/screamingchewy@gmail.com. Any contribution is greatly appreciated, and that makes you my producer. If not, that's cool. I'm just happy you're tuning in. And hey, Screaming Chewy Show merch. Yeah, that's right, at teespring.com. Just Google Teespring, T-E-E Spring, Screaming Chewy Show. Just Google that, it'll take you right there. And yeah, you could buy hoodies, t-shirts, socks, masks. You know, if there's any stuff you'd like to see on there or purchase, just let me know and I'll add it on. And yeah, you'll be rocking, styling. Social media, don't forget to follow me on there. On Facebook, Screaming Chewy Show. I like to share memes, just make up stupid shit. Share my episodes on there and just whatever. Check out my YouTube for video versions of my podcast episodes. Also, in between episodes, I like to add me streaming. Yeah, watch me get scared playing a creepy game or die playing PUBG or some shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, just check out my YouTube and Twitter. It's at Screaming Chewy. Yeah, not Screaming Chewy Show. I should change it to that. But for now, it's just Screaming Chewy. And thanks again for tuning in. See you next week. Peace.